The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
8:40 on this Friday morning here on WPHM. This is the day that the school bus gets stuffed with all the stuff that's been dropped off at our various different locations, including here at Radio First. All this, the coats and the toys, they all go to Kids in Distress Services in St. Clair. And we couldn't do it without sponsors like Kitchen Tune-Up. Cheryl's here from Kitchen Tune-Up. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
The best time of year, right?
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Boy, you've been so busy, not just with Kitchen Tune-Up, but, you know, volunteering with different events. I mean, it seems like everywhere we go in town, we see, you know, Cheryl from Kitchen Tune up there.
Yeah, that's right. I actually passed Karen Pelka coming in the parking lot, and I'm sporting my Beautiful Me purse. So it was kind of nice to give a shout out to Karen this morning. So,
well, yeah, I mean, this great. Is a community that really supports one another. Businesses support other businesses, nonprofits support other nonprofits. I mean, it's really pretty cool.
It really is. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that we've loved about moving to this community. From a personal perspective and from a business perspective, we've had support on both levels from everything, you know, being new business owners, but also being new residents of St. Clair County. And we absolutely love the opportunity to give back what we've gained. Yeah. So it's really special.
Well, and congratulations on being the Chamber Member of the Month, right?
Thank you. That's an honor. Yeah, it's we had Joyce and Thelma at the office this week, and we get to sport that banner and have our staff share it. And it was proud. We had our Christmas dinner with our staff last night, and we're so proud of the work that they do, and they share a big part in that. So we'll be sure to post some pictures of them holding the big blue banner from the
Very
Chamber.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you pointed out this is a community that really is a tight-knit community. You know, everybody works together for the common good, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. But gosh, especially at Christmas time. This is a time of year when everybody just sort of feels it in the heart to give as much as they can.
It really is true. Last year, I missed the Stuff a Bus deadline, so I got to go down to Kids in Distress personally, and I had a list of shopping, and I got to purchase directly for two young ladies, and, you know, it really made my heart feel good. This was more generic. This time, I just bought a whole bunch of stuff. My staff brought in things. But that being able to actually contribute, and we also were able to sponsor with the old newsboys, a young man as well, and we got some personal feedback from that, and that's a really amazing opportunity, especially at the holidays when you have something to share.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking with Christy from Kids in Distress the other day, and she said, you know, with inflation and you know, so many families struggling right now, and these are families that are working hard, mm-hmm. Might have both parents working, maybe two jobs, and still having a hard time making ends meet. These extras that that Kids in Distress and Old Newsboys and other organizations can provide really makes a big difference for families.
It really does. I've mentioned that I'm also volunteering at United Way now, and I'm working in direct services, so I'm fielding those phone calls, people calling and asking for help. And it's not the things you might think of. There are people calling and, you know, wanting help with their Christmas list for their kids. And, of course, we can't do that from United Way, but we direct them to other agencies that can help them. And there's so much support in St. Clair County, but, you know, generosity is always appreciated from everybody.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a lot of ways that you can help in St. Clair County, without a doubt. And I mean, the United Way is just one of the many places where you could pick up the phone and call and say, hey, look, I want to volunteer some time. Mm-hmm. They can certainly find a place for you to do that. I want to write a check. They can tell you who to write the check to. I mean, it's just a very giving community. And you know, that volunteering time is a big deal. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I'll just write a check. And that's great. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That money is needed by a lot of organizations. But to give of your time, to give an afternoon to answer phones or to, process orders and things for kids in distress, I mean, that's hard to come by.
Yeah, and it's equally important. And not everybody has that extra dollar to give. And that's really okay. There are so many opportunities to volunteer your talent. And that's equally as valuable as your dollars. You know, that's been probably the greatest gift from being part of our Kitchen Tune-Up franchise is being able to give back to the community through our staff, through all of the people we've met through the Blue Water Chamber, from all of the volunteer opportunities. Just people you meet everywhere. It's just such a kind and open community, very welcoming.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to see everybody's kitchen.
I do. When I tell you I want you to love your kitchen again, I really sincerely mean that with all my heart. So,
well, yeah. It worked for me. Absolutely. Cheryl, good to see you. Thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for sponsoring Stuff the Bus. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Cheryl from Kitchen Tune-Up with us on WPHM.